been focusing on for 6 weeks. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hope. Not have a high priest, but was in God, that without sin. Therefore, own of that we may have. Have received every concept. Pray for God's face. Also, God's face. And you're active. Active. Heart's mind. Hebrews 16 had a timing. That was the object. Why were there's also pain and mercy and I guess great kicks at that. But they image given. And as I said, look at it, I realized it's a throne of so much. Let's start with the definition. A throne, the ceremonial chamber. Thrones are designed to display a power, dignity, and honor given one seated on the God's throne. God's throne. Develop a deep appreciation and I hope a better retention for the going to take a wide panoramic of God's throne. If God's throne is thrown up faith, also majesty, honor, justice, righteousness, power, authority, holiness, praise, and equality. Probably come up with, but that will probably. Let's consider the element today of God's. Some says, and the procurement some of you still let me say about it. Read several passages directly. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by the word of Christ, actually, God. It's important that we God is able. Therefore, as the God is mentioned from the in the sermon, listen to it's like Jesus. Because Jesus not bodily. We even have the faith cannot be much more. God is present today with hear the way. This thing, listen to what the Spirit that's his God. The first point. Want to look at God's throne. God's throne adjudicates life and see this in Revelation chapter 2. And it's a great white. One seated on earth and heaven fled from his presence. No place was found. I saw the dead, great and small, standing before. There were open books, and one of them was the book of life. The dead were judged according to their deeds, as recorded. The sea gave up its, and death and Hades gave up their dead. And each one was judged. And death and Hades were thrown into fire. This is the second in the fire. And if anyone is found whose name was not written in the fire, the first one of the things take away you. Get to bed. Let's read about this also in Matthew 5. That other picture to the picture. This passage of the Son of Man. Starting in. When the Son of Man comes in, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne. All the nations will be gathered before. He will separate one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat. He will place the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, the foundation of. For I was hungry and you gave me something. I was thirsty and you gave me something. I was a stranger and you. I was naked. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in. And you." And the righteous will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Get something. When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did you see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever one of these other." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from you, are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and angel. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not drink. I was naked, and you did not clothe. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." And they too will reply, "Lord, when did we see you, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or anything, and did not minister to you?" I tell you, whatever did not be one of the least of these, they will go right. So we see from these passages that God's throne, case of the Son of Man, adjudicates life and death. We also saw a second attribute in those passages, that these decisions that come from the throne of God are eternal. These are eternal sentences, eternal verdicts. One verdict. Lake of fire, which is also second. Let's move to the third hallmark, God's throne. The marks is distinct. Decisions that are made from the throne of God are perfect. God's throne. See this, we're going to look at two songs of Moses. First is in Deuteronomy 2. Okay. Starting with verse 1. Did hear, O heavens, I will speak. Hear, O earth, the word of my mouth. Let my teach all like me. My speech settle as like gentle rain on like shower. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, describe greatness of our God. He is the Lord, his work is all a God of faith out in righteousness. Sister, he struggled. Same. This life, we're surrounded by injustice to all degrees. Everywhere we look, small infraction, and then there's injustice. Then we're spoiled with ourselves. If it's all corruption, and alignment. So, you only can see two times. God gives life. I'd say even then, scarcely more than a it's the same want to God giving us grace so that we can see anything. Have a heart in us. That's it. Praise God. We struggle really not to see perfect. Got another song of I am a God who takes away the sin. This is a trouble. Starting with, see, then I saw another great, marvelous, seven angels, seven final plagues, which the wrath of God. I saw something like a bath mixed with fire, besides which conquered image, number. They were harps from God. They sang the song of God's. Hey, and wonderful are you. Thus and King of the nation will not hear you. by all nations come right. Seeing these all God and also see that Christ that's right. Ordained, let the earth, let the distant shore, clouds and earth surround them, right? That's part of it. Fire go. You see the Psalm 7. Righteousness and justice are faithful. So, righteousness and justice. I do. Just righteous for God. Just high. Bills day by day. As we give Christ, glory to Christ. This is the right God that comes to you. Hey, we survive. God, Christ is greater in humanity, daily life, find it's never even a fraction of a second in his fellowship, sinless, innocent of any evil, no darkness in him, about his life, now on the cross, horrible. This life, another one. He's saying that. Never sin. Needless to say, you don't have that right. Been struggle. That's it. Definitely can't. Only way we're surviving. Ask and oh, I just discuss God's throne. Psalm. See, God reigns over the God is. I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 2. God. Revelation 2. Immediately I was set and one sat on the before the throne, like, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne, full of eyes and judgment, full of creatures, each having six, full of eyes and round and thin, and they do not rest day or night. Bottom. Yep. He is distinct. Always, he is set up. Set up. But most, the most he will always be above and beyond. His holiness sets him apart to even the marvelous angelic creatures in their own court. Probably even too glorious for us. Even those who they do not hesitate to bow down him. That's not so. That's going to yes. I stand and he who has hands heart. Not lift up the hole. See the action. So, 5 days. Blessed are the but this is into this chapter and the word. Health state. It's driving well. Contaminant, pollution, corruption. On the positive side, we can say it's clean, healthy, earth. See that. Now going back to the negative, say, without mixture, without scribes, from above, and all of that apart, see the other that apart. I want to say fits us. He doesn't fit us because of us. And sir, desperately, so much. Can we survive if we behave? This is not an image. God's going to. It's an image. Offer. Effort. Matthew. Every message. Hey, Jesus, hey, this one belongs, this one is mine. This is what it says about Matthew 7. Not everyone says horrible, but heaven does so. Many will say to me that they probably. My body. And I will tell them, part in these people, ask them, I know what. Say, now that is a confession. By the way, that is a confession. Judgment day come should be there to confess in Christ as our Savior. That is a only if we take a according to or your inner life, your conscience, well, that is a Christ. It is our Savior and our hope. And we, if that's what we but again on today, it's going to mostly I will just spoke of it. Not just for judgment. That's a very clear one. And now he's advocate. Let's look at number 7 of together. Hallmark. God's throne is magic on our. See the Revelation friggin' on. Never the living glory, honor, thanks from ever 20 elders down to this forever and ever, Professor Carlos, you are received honor, created by your letter of Jude, letter of honor, majesty, power. Send me one. Praise God. A qualification, attribute, almighty, trademark. God Himself is the one on the. It's the only throne where all these things. The many thrones of kings had thrones, various subjects, duty. It would be awesome. But we know that all these corruption. That's God's. All these things we're talking about. Death are really sustainable and real because of the misery. And it calls, that's the pattern. So it befits us, Father's. So, take God's throne. Seen this, elder? I want to look at the throne and hang. See, it was hard, simple, strict. And he made it. Oh, yeah. And picture another God. Starting in verse 5. The heavens. Assembly. Skies. There were. Among the heavens came. In the council of God is awesome above. Interesting. They had enough, and they were only about five. Even in heaven, in this realm, we can barely imagine God. He will always be most common. Psalm 47, 5. Psalm 4. God is a friend. It shouts of the Lord with the sound of sing praises to God's praise. He praises God in all sing profound. God brings God is seated. Comes getting up. If God is seated, come. Seven. Holy Pyrona. Oh. And I didn't tell him at the time. So. God. Awesome. Sing. So I wonder how they finally, it's wrapping up two acts of God's grace and intercession. I with your mom, everyone. Interceding. God's throne is the throne of grace. There. He's the one full of grace and is the one confessing. Wow. Advocate. So, sending script. I'm not, that's fine. This active still current. I'm strong. Hebrews 12, 2, fix our eyes. Often. School. And sat. Heart. Century after the seven island Jesus lived forever as therefore he is able to take the people. Utterly, those who draw near to God, that He always is exactly of all After he had invited, sat, hurry up. See her eyes. She doesn't have to daily offer sacrifices to herself. I could say what you see in the image of trouble. Interesting. 47. So it also kings are not happy. Let's be. In the heaven. We love you. We are astounded. We are truly in awe of every time we get a real glimpse of you. We thank you for your word that provides so much for us. We're so forgetful people. These things, these thoughts are in our minds, and we definitely don't want to be like that seed that the devil's able to snatch it away. And we don't want to be rocky ground that we get all worked up and comes to nothing. We don't want to be choked out. Well, there's nothing in this world to compare with you, and there's even nothing in heaven that compares. Give us that eye cell. And then give us those hearts that you speak of throughout the Old Covenant, even in a heart that desires you, a heart that pleases you, a heart that loves you. Lord, we thank you for your word and thank you so much for who you are. Right hand, Father. Far above all principalities and powers, a name that's above every name, heaven, on earth, or under. And your glorious name is for your sake, for your glory. Oh, be with us and carry us through this week. May we cling to you all the more. We ask these things, that precious name.